When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Girls Overheard.
This is the podcast that you check in with every week for our girls group chat.
Yes, so this week we have got Bitchy Bullies, Bridezilla updates and...
a big announcement! I can't wait.
Woo! Right, so don't forget you can subscribe to Confession Sessions. You can get the link in our bio where you will get an extra episode every single week where we keep all our juiciest confessions.
And I feel like we can let our hair down more over there just because it is a wee bit more exclusive. So make sure you go and sign over there if you want to continue the conversation.
Yes, it's private. Let's get into it.
Oh my God, exciting news, guys. What's happening this week?
Oh, it's an exciting week. It's finally here. We've been teasing it for way too long, to be honest.
Far too long. So the tickets are going on sale for our next lot of live shows.
Exciting.
On.
Last day of the month. It's not the last day of the month. This is a leap year.
This is a leap year?
So it is. Yep.
Because 30 days, half September, April, June, and Rev, all the rest of 31 except for February alone. It has 31 in each.
No.
28
in each year.
This is why the wee rhyme doesn't make sense.
I know. It's so good at the beginning and then they just fucked it away. Except from sometimes, because actually what February sometimes does February. So like, see, sometimes February's got 28, but then
it's
see like when it's a leap year, they actually have 29.
28 this year. It's meant to be, except for February, which has 28 days clear, doesn't make sense, and 29 in each leap year.
Oh, see, I never knew the word clear was in that.
Yeah, it was
saying.
Not clear.
I really want to take that sneeze away from you. Ailey just had a seventh of an orgasm, in case you're wondering. A seventh of an orgasm.
How did it feel for you, Ailey? All of a sudden you're in an interview process where you have like a microphone in front of you.
Do you not think that wee monthly thing as well? The wee like month, January, February, March. What is it again?
30 days, half September, April, June.
It is half. Don't look me in the eye and say half.
It is half.
It was half.
It has. Why are you old English?
The pilgrims made this up.
Lauren, you're not one to talk of the pilgrims.
Robert the Bruce made this up.
I feel like he's not a pilgrim.
He's not a pilgrim.
I don't think we know. Right.
I don't think Lauren knows.
I don't think anyone
does. I'm sorry that it falls out your mouth. 30 days, half September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31 except for February alone. It has 28 days in the year and 29 in each leap year.
But I used to get it wrong because then I would clear. Go, 30 days has September, April, May, June and November. That's how I remember
that's
that.
That's wrong though.
I know. But that's why the whole song doesn't work because I did
no,
an
no,
extra
no. The
day.
Song does work. You just have...
the month's
you've
wrong.
You've got everything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's one of those things. It's also like remember the 5th of November. That doesn't help you remember it because you could say remember the 4th of November.
No, because 5th of November is burned in your brain.
Or
no,
you could actually say remember the 5th of December.
Uh-huh.
No. Or November.
The rhyme doesn't
or
make
September.
You remember it. You need to already know the number in order to say the rhyme.
It's very true.
If I say to you remember, you're instantly going to go 5th of November.
Yeah, only if you remember it though. Anyway.
You're a bit passag this morning. Open
I'm
your
tired.
Diet Coke and drink.
We had a fucking late night last night. That was 12:30.
Let's
we
get
left
it
Ash's
on.
House. It was.
Please clarify, nothing went on.
Nothing went on, by the way. It was just Ailey.
It was just us eating a tray of, what was that, in fact?
Dairy box.
A dairy box.
I'm going to say, out the full snack selection, that was the worst. I'm saying those chilli heatwave crisps from Lidl's, I'm assuming.
Oh, they were good.
They were Lidl
they
ones.
They were stunning. I would actually go as far as to say, not chilli heatwave, more of a sweet chilli.
Oh yes, I would agree.
Yeah? They're not as spicy as actual Doritos.
Yeah, they were really good.
What about the fact that I faked that I used to be allergic to Doritos?
I know.
I was like, I'm allergic to... I've actually, do you know what I've done? in some ways, I've actually ended up living my dream by having an allergy child because I wanted to be an allergy child myself.
Yeah.
Is this is where the Munchausen by proxy is?
But also the fact that Charlie didn't find out he had the allergy, hopefully by that point he's had the thought process of, oh, I wish I had an allergy, and now he's got one. Whereas someone who's always had an allergy might take it for granted.
He has all the quirks, quite honestly.
Oh,
but anyway, the funny thing was I used to pretend that I was allergic to cheesy Doritos because, funny story, right? So I was in primary school. It's actually not funny. It's very sad that we're going to contain talking of bullying. So if anyone feels offended, then...
Trigger warning,
bullying. If you'd like to skip forward
funny though.
30 seconds, then please do. So I was coming home on the school bus and the girl who is in question, basically what I want you to imagine in your mind's eye is, you know, Angelica from Rugrats?
Yes. Iconic show.
But merge that with, can I say a female bog trotter? Can I say that?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
You can.
Can I say that? Merge them together and make Angelina Angelica. She's no longer a cartoon. She's a real life person. That was who I was dealing with, right? This person used to sunbathe in puddles and chase people in the playground. Yeah, it was a troubling time. Anyway, super quirky. I ended up becoming friendly with this little like mousy guy, right? Let's call him Ben. He was just a wee cute guy. Ben is now definitely, I gravitated towards him because he was more on a wavelength with me and the other girls. Ben is a gay man,
right?
And he is definitely one of the girlies, right? He is like now fully fledged, right? Out the closet, full gig. But she really held a candle for him. He was not interested in the slightest because he liked boys.
Yeah.
And he does not like Bruce Bogtrotter and Angelica mixed in real life. And I remember one day, she used to really bully him into sitting beside her in the bus, and you could tell he was just terrified.
Like her wee pet.
She really used to love him, but you could tell she would squeeze the life out of him if she were ever to actually get there. Anyway, I remember by weird chance.
He is basically her Cynthia.
Right, literally, exactly. So I remember sitting next to Ben on the bus, and she came on like a raging bull. Like, see, if you were to have an orchestra behind her, it would be like, dun, 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 dun,
stampede, dun, dun.
She came on, and she was fuming. I was sitting next to him. I literally stayed a mile from the school, right? So we were not far. I was within that 1 mile to get the bus, and she came onto the bus, and I remember she seen that I was sat beside him because he'd sat next to me, and then eventually she dragged him to another seat to sit beside her, and then she had like cheesy Doritos in her bag, and she ate them like pure nam nam nam. You can imagine, right? Pure smacking.
This is a full cartoon in my head.
Dum 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 dum. You can do it, Angelica. So she was eating all these cheesy Doritos, and I remember she'd said something like, stop trying to take my boyfriend. And he's sitting there like, boyfriend.
Help me.
Help me. And she just turned around and went, fuck you. And spat all her chewed Doritos all over my face.
Oh my God.
So they were warm. They may as well have been sick. All over my face for doing nothing. Right. And I remember getting off the bus and I was covered in these, like, I mean, see, really, it was really a wee shame for me. I feel sad for me.
That's so sad.
I got off the
bus.
Stop
laughing, Lauren.
I got off the bus and literally did the whole, like, wiping them and then flicking them with my hand, right? And then I walked over to a neighbouring bush and spewed.
Yeah. Well, no wonder.
And that is where my allergy began.
It was actually trauma.
It was more of a trauma moment, but yeah, I'm allergic to cheesy Doritos and I will not allow them in my house.
Have you still not had them since?
That's the reason why I had chili heatwave, because Ella wanted to get the cheesy ones. I was like, we simply cannot.
Oh, I have had them regurgitated.
Mum can't. Sorry, we're going another flavour.
I do love a cheesy Dorito.
What are your primary school bullying moments? I want to know, because I feel like a burn in primary school is so different from a burn in high school. Ailey, were you the bully?
What were you going to say?
Were you the bully? You're doing smart.
I feel like mine is actually real life childhood trauma. Like, honestly, I think about it daily.
Worse than mine?
Yes.
What did you get scammed?
Why is this a therapy session? No, like, so there was two moments in primary school, right, where I just remember getting the absolute cunt ripped out of me, right? And I felt...
That word.
I used to go home crying to mom all the fucking time. So one of the first ones was, not, this wasn't first year, right? But it was winter and I got a duffel coat for school, right? Real duffel coat, proper, right? Had the mammoth teeth, like the tooth buttons.
Oh yeah, I like them.
And I also had like little white, remember when we always wear the kick flares from Marks and Spencer's and you had star or a moon hanging off your hip?
Uh-huh.
So used to wear them, right? And then I remember having little black boots and they had a slight heel, right? Basically, they used to call me stuck on heel mammoth girl. But it used to get chanted. You aren't going to be fucking laughing when I tell you the next one.
Why did you not warn us? I really spat that everywhere. Stuck on heels.
Someone pay for my BetterHelp subscription, by the way, because I need therapy for this.
Are you stuck on heel mammoth girl?
That's like, okay, so there was that, right? And then the next one was I lived like 2 minutes away from the school, right? And I went home for my lunch one day and I came back. Now, we used to hang about like right round the school at the pitches, right? Basically, the boys would always play football and basically we would kind of like pole dance around the goals. You know, it was like the goals and then there's like the triangle bit that comes out and we would grab onto it and then like swing round, but you would like drag your foot round so that it made like a circle.
Oh, yeah, like an apprentice hooker. We hear you.
Basically, it's always been a goal of mine.
Anyway, ironically.
I came home one day and couldn't see anybody at all. They had all went and hid down the side of the pitch. And when I walked down to the pitch, they all fucking charged at me. They all just ran towards me. So I ran and I ran into the toilet and I was so upset and then had to come back out as if like I was absolutely fine.
What the actual fuck, mammoth girl?
I am not, I mean, it's funny now, but it's genuinely childhood trauma.
Why was the heel stuck on? It was part of the show.
Exactly.
Stuck on heel mammoth girl.
So, hey, mammoth girl. It's so like, it's so American.
Also, I know for a fact.
Nerd.
Them girls.
Nerd.
Them kids would have had no idea that they were mammoth tooth buttons on. You've defo told them that.
You were just a...
How can you put my childhood trauma on me?
It's your fault.
We all have the moments.
And that, I want to hear yours.
I can't think of that off the top of my head.
If you don't have the bully moment, you were the bully.
I definitely have ones, but I couldn't share them.
Oh, wow. You really couldn't go there.
How can you not share them and I've just shared that?
I've just likened someone to Angelica and Bruce Bogtrotter amalgamated.
I would need to get the... what do you call it again? The rapid eye movement treatment to get it all out. Have you ever seen this before?
Yeah, no, but I genuinely think that's a real thing. By the way, I think a lot of us probably have a lot of like, what's the word? Not compressed, suppressed.
Yep.
Like moments in school that probably we have had some like input in as well. Because I ain't saying that any of us at this table have probably been 100% nice all the time. But yeah, there's a lot of memories probably that are in the back of your head that you just can't remember until they're dragged out of you.
I don't want somebody to do that to me. I don't want an extraction. I think I would literally lie there on the table like something for The Exorcist. I think I'd be like convulsing and all that.
But it's meant to be good for you because once you get that out, it's freeing. Literally like a light, right? So imagine like a ping pong ball, right? Going back and forward. You look at the light back and forward and you talk about things like traumas, but it might be things that are even like that you would laugh about now. Like it still has changed something in your brain. Do you know what I mean? That changes who you are.
Yeah.
Jamie Lang's been doing it.
Has he?
Uh-huh. And he said it's like, and then I think was it, I was reading comments on it or whatever it was, and people were like, this is like the most insane thing ever. Like you have pure deep dreams after it and all that. Like it brings, somehow it works.
That's crazy.
Tell us your traumatic childhood stories if you can. One day I'll open up and I'll get mine out.
Please not too dramatic though.
I know. I feel like at least some of yours are like funny. Mine will just be really sad and kill a vibe.
That means that you still care.
Yeah.
I probably do. I need my therapy.
Here's your therapy.
Oh yeah, baby.
By the way, this has been my first one all week. I know it's Wednesday, right? But I've managed to not have one on Monday and Tuesday. Good. Weaning myself off to like two a week. Two candidate quotes.
Why are you saying it out loud though? Because you're putting it out there and you're bound to fail now.
I know. I actually seen a thing that I thought was quite interesting, right? So it was basically a dietitian saying that see if you crave chocolate, right? You should have big bars of chocolate in your house at all times, right?
Uh-huh.
Because if you always have it there, then it takes away the temptation. And for the first wee while, I know I would have thought it'd be the opposite for me, right? Because I cannot have nice food in my house.
Yeah.
But she said as soon as you maybe for the first wee while we'll go and take it, but then it will lose the novelty.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll feel like you have more control because you'll go, I actually don't want it now.
By the way, I can 100% say this is true. I bought one of the big massive bags of mini eggs because I thought, right, it's time to get started for Easter because I left it to the night before last year and didn't get any. And I had them in my cupboard. And do you know what? I looked at them every single day and I was like, I pure don't even want them.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't want them. But if they weren't in my house, I'd be going, I need to go to the shop and get a mini egg.
100%.
100%. It's like the, I've got power over you. I know you're in there.
Yeah.
I could eat you if you want, but I don't want to.
Yeah, because exactly. Think about how much other stuff's in your house and you don't bother with it because it's just like everyday essentials. Like, do you know, things like that that I don't really go for are like Oreos. So they can be in my house and I know that they're just like there for the kids.
Yeah,
I
or the kids' really snacks. Go for them. The kids' snacks don't really appeal to me.
No, same. To me either.
Wee mini like Jammy Dodgers can have them in the house, not bothered. Rotten. Wee mini like, is it Maryland cookies or whatever?
Rotten.
Don't care about them.
Animal but the kids biscuits, rotten.
Yeah. They don't hit the spot, so you can have them for the kids. But see, if I have sweeties in, I will always have to eat them, and it's so bad. It could be 10 in the morning, and I look in the fridge, and if there's something there, I'm like, I need to have that. No self-control.
Do you know what my like current obsession is just now?
What?
It's salted crackers with sweet chili hummus.
You're very savoury, aren't you?
Yeah, that sounds really savoury. So good. Only the Co-op one, though. Only the Co-op hummus will do. It is the best.
I love the Co-op. Everything from the Co-op is my favourite
place. Co-op is great, by the way.
It's so underrated.
It's my favourite place. And do you know what the funniest thing was? I always remember, like, Chris's mum saying that to me, like, I love the Co-op. There's absolutely no need to go to Asda. See the deals that you get in that Co-op, by the way. It's brilliant. Absolutely. If you shop around in there, you get really good bits.
The Co-op bakery, right. Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
You can finish that big baguette, girl.
Wrapped, I love them.
If it's not wrapped, then whose fingers have been in there?
Oh, mine are, ours are always wrapped. Oh, wait, oh, no, you mean like the wee plasticky bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them, yeah, you do actually have to go in with the tongs.
No.
So the bakery, amazing. Actually, the burgers and all that for there are really good as well.
Yeah, they're really good.
And the snacks, the famous salt and vinegar crisps. What are they called? Champagne?
Yes. Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Oh, Chardonnay.
Oh my God, unbelievable.
I feel like you need a dip with them though. Like, I need like a hummus or something.
So nippy.
I just go straight and melt my tongue like and end up in agony, but it's so worth it.
I like the cheese.
It's bleeding.
It's bleeding. Do you know what Andy got? And like Andy was doing this like high protein kind of diet thing, right? So he had all the wee fridge snack things that you can go in and have that instead of like snacking on something bad.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I would never, and you'll hate this one.
Oh no, is it going to be, right?
You'll hate it because I would have never, and I'm fussy with meat as well, right? But for some reason one day I was like, I'm just going to have that. It was a spicy pepperami and it was the spiciest thing ever. It was amazing.
No, I couldn't.
I had a spicy pepperami with like a wee bag of like miniature wee bits of Cathedral City cheese.
Oh, stunning.
It's like almost like a wee charcuterie board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Amazing. And it pure filled me up and it was like 200 calories.
No.
That's
and
amazing.
The spiciness is almost like having something pure sweet. See, like when you just need like a dead extreme.
Yeah, it's like chorizo. Yeah. Chorizo.
But it was so, so spicy. It's amazing. Highly recommend.
We've been very much a heavy TH podcast today, haven't we? Half chorizo.
Chorizo. We like
what, else we're gonna, what else we're going to do with TH?
I still don't understand the whole TH thing because people slag chorizo, but we also say Ibiza instead
yeah,
of.
So this is so true.
We're so inconsistent.
And if someone said Ibiza, you'd be like going,
no.
State.
What are you doing?
Then.
But then if they said chorizo, you'd be like, get to fuck with that.
Get back to Spain.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good God.
Lauren, how has our wee phone been doing?
Our phone has been ringing off that hook.
Has it really?
Ringing off that hook. So, if you don't know, we have a phone now. We have a little number, which I'm going to read out to you and Ash is going to die. So the phone number, if you want to add us to your phone book, is 07428-957-885.
That's the one. Well done, Lauren. That was very good.
There you go.
I'm going to give you a wee 9.5.
Thank you. And you can text us and you can send us a WhatsApp because I think that's a much. Kids these days don't use WhatsApp.
Why though?
They use Snapchat.
Ailey, this is an old woman thing.
Yes.
This is an old woman thing.
They use Snapchat to chat.
That is a joke.
No one uses WhatsApp. Everyone uses iMessage.
iMessage? What, text each other?
Yes.
Everyone's on the text. No one uses WhatsApp.
This makes sense because I've messaged my nephew before and he's not read it for like
weeks.
And yeah. I'm like, how can you not read a message for weeks?
Yeah.
So he's just not using
that. They
don't
use it. They use Snapchat to communicate. We already knew that. But they will always favour iMessage or text message over everything else. How does that make any sense to anybody that's gone back? That we may as well just get the 9 buttons again and start pressing it 3 times for a C and twice for B. Why? What are we doing?
It will go back that way. Everything does it. Everything goes round in circles, and then they'll go, oh, I bet you never knew that you could do this. And be like, yeah, we did. And we moved on from that because it was shit. And our way was better.
True.
Anyway, so remember last week we were talking about homework?
Yes.
And we were saying about how some don't like it, some do, blah, blah, blah. So we've had a text message in saying,
is it different from my opinion? Because I'm not going to listen.
Opinion.
I'm just going to turn my headphones off.
You're not, because you're not an ignorant person. You're going to listen to the opposing.
You're right. I'm not an ignorant person, but today I choose.
I should ignorance. Just put our fingers in our ears.
You know, that's better than someone else. Right. Hey, girls, just finished listening to today's podcast and thought I would text in about homework. I am a teacher and I do believe that homework can be such a tedious task. However, when in the classroom, if you have a class of 20 plus and you have 3 spelling groups, it is very difficult to work one-to-one with all children. Having spelling homework, I think, is really important to ensure the children are constantly practicing their words, but I do believe that it should be simple, quick and easy homework, which is what I always make for my kids. Some teachers can be very precious of homework, and if it's not completed, this is a no-go in their eyes. I think homework should be almost optional as the children are learning the content in class, and it's up to parents to reinforce this at home if there is time. Hope this helps. Love the pods.
I actually agree with that.
I agree with that as well.
I think that actually is basically what we were saying. Don't give them loads of homework. If it's a couple of words or whatever that they need to practice, and it'll take 10 minutes throughout the whole week.
See if it's on a worksheet. Absolutely crack on. I think your real gripe with homework is the fact that you need to log in and all that. That's a problem. I sat and did Nora's homework with her last night, and it took us 10 minutes, and she was so chuffed with herself because she wrote her sentence all by herself. My mummy drinks tea. I was like, yes, I do.
Ours is just, yeah. we've got like the Teams app or whatever. We go into it. There's a few words, it'll be like 5 words written in 5 sums, and then you just have to do them,
which is
how
ridiculous.
Do I just write it down in the, why do we need to go on to, why do we need to go on,
yeah, but I don't print it out. I just say like, you need,
why
to write,
can we
words.
Not just, why could that literally could have been in class, here's your words, write them in your daughter and then practice them at home.
I know, but the kids would never tell me, like Oliver would never, right. Come home and be like, oh,
so
we need to do homework.
What we do is we have a homework folder. And Nora has a jotter, and every week her teacher prints out a little sheet. Like, and it's literally like the size of your, that finger, that pointy finger. And it literally says like
index
finger. And it has like, say, 10 words or something like that. And it's literally, her words this week was.
Was it? Taylor, mammoth. So, that's one of our words.
Fuck up. Jesus.
Stuck on heel, mammoth girl, chorizo, half.
I'm going to go to your house and tip Doritos in
your
hot tub.
Can you imagine the teacher? Make a sentence with that. Here's the sentence with those words. Stuck on heel, mammoth girl, half chorizo in Ibiza.
I am literally telling you that I went to therapy for this shit.
I
and
hope
you
her
are
teacher,
slagging me.
I hope her teacher listens to this podcast and that's the words that she gets next week, and you won't realise until you're going, right, stuck on heel, mammoth girl. Mummy, why are you crying?
Yous are class A.
Mammoth girl,
see you next Tuesday.
Because it's not even like an insult to you. It's like an insult to your clothes. So it's not, you can't take it personally.
Yous are just actually being plain.
It's
nasty.
Different if somebody's giving
and
you a
complex.
Do you
know
complex.
What? I'm asking you to stop now. Because you're just
respect
being,
my boundaries.
You're just boundaries. Mean girls.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. But also, Ella has quite a lot of post-school activities and I don't want to do it.
But then here's my question. If she starts falling behind in school, whose responsibility is it to pull that back up?
We're not going to put that out in the universe. If she does, then she's not listening. There you go.
Oh, we have such different views.
Let's move on. Exactly. If she's falling behind, she's not paying attention because her teacher does a good job. So listen up. And if you're struggling, then come and ask me about it and I will not know how to do it.
Yeah, but that's not the same as everybody. Fractions.
Right. Tell me this. Jack will definitely have stuff now at high school that is out with your depth.
Oh, 100%.
So I'm going to put out the boundary the now that I will not really understand your homework. Give me a task. If it's something artistic, I'm right in there. I haven't got a clue otherwise. There we go.
But then, playing devil's advocate here, is that because you're interested in the art stuff but you're not interested in the maths and English that you don't want to do it?
No, it's not actually. It's all to do with the fact that it's boring for everyone involved.
But you need to
boring.
Do it.
Boring.
You need to boring. Do it.
I would rather just play. I'd rather just play. What is? Listen, you're acting like you're a fucking academic, Lawrence, so just Let's just remember that you do not sit down and do arts and not an arts, a whiteboard with let's do homework today. It's words. The kids do their book. It's the same thing.
What do you mean?
They do their reading book.
Yeah, but we do reading book, a math sheet and spelling words.
How long does it take you in a night?
50 minutes to do all of it.
Every night?
No.
Just once a week? Once a week. Yeah, that, we're the same, like 10 nothing. Minutes a week.
Exactly. So I don't see homework being a big problem if that's the case, but the fact that you have to log on.
I've got a P4 button.
And get all that kind of shit. But even with Jack, like, he never got massive amount of homework. And I think that's got to be the balance of until they're in a class where, like, what he's bringing home now, like, some of it. And I'm going, I actually was, I'll have you know, I was top set for maths when I was in high school.
So was I.
Cool. Same. Did any? Did you get the highest mark of Scotland for English? Higher English?
Oh, right. Okay, oh, Ash, so, your oh, dick's sorry. Bigger.
There we go. But don't bring your top set to me and expect me not to chump you back.
You fucking brought it in.
There we go.
We're actually talking about maths anyway.
We're going to talk about maths. We're going to talk about standard grades.
Anyway, how exciting. We're going to Disney on Ice on Saturday.
I'm absolutely buzzing for that.
I need to order the kids some wee Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh,
or
don't.
Something.
I've got loads.
Do you?
Please don't. I'll have a look.
I was either going to do that or paint their faces.
I think I've got one that's got ears with a wee hat thing on it.
Yeah.
Like the wee, what do you call that? The wee...
Fantasia hat.
Fantasia hat. So I think I've got one of them. I think I've got plain...
I don't think Oliver will wear one. I think it's just really for Marcus.
I think I've got a wee hat. I've actually got, you know, like the wee hat you'd expect it to have the bits for putting your beers in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, where it's like a Mickey Mouse cap. Almost like...
Is it the Goofy hat?
It's kind of like a wee cap that only simply sits at the very back of their heads.
That you would put beer in.
I can't explain it. Anyway, the beer thing for me is the two ears. That's why it looks like that. I don't know.
Right, okay.
But
right.
I've got a couple of them.
The Mickey Mouse hat.
Yeah, but it's like really quite...
It looks like the top of his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's blue and it has the ears coming out of it. And then I've got a couple of ones the girls can wear.
Julia's coming.
Did I not do that the last
well?
Time? Did I not bring them the last time?
No, but I feel like last time we were... Was it not quite short notice we went or something?
I definitely gave the girls ears.
They've got their own. Theirs are literally sitting ready to go at the door.
Are they dressing up?
No.
Are the girls dressing up?
Fuck, I get rid of the dressing up. Shite, can't be arsed with that.
Julia's coming in full ball gown.
I can't wait for Julia. I just actually don't feel like we ever discussed that when it was Marcus's birthday, did we? Did I say this?
I don't think so.
That when it was Marcus's birthday.
This is my niece, by the way.
She's amazing.
Four-year-old niece.
Ailey, she's the sassiest cat. I love a Julia story, but she's thrive off it. And when you brought out Marcus's birthday cake and the lights went down, she just sat there. Now, I had been trying to talk to her because it's like, it's conquering Mount Everest whether or not she's going to chat to you or not. And she was chatting to me because she was covered in tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I rolled up my sleeve and I showed her my 2D love heart. And she thought we can be friends. Yeah. And we were chatting. And when you brought out that cake, she just rolled her eyes and went, oh, finally.
Savage.
Her whole personality is never let them know your next move.
Yes, everything, that is hard.
If she knows that you're expecting her to do something, she's going to throw you off.
See, if it was many, many, many years ago, she would be like a warrior queen. That is like the vibe that she gives off. She needs nobody. She needs help from nobody.
Do you know what's a good indication of that as well? Like that kind of attitude was years ago when it was Easter Sunday and everyone was getting dressed up and she wanted to wear her Christmas jumper. Because she was thinking, nobody's expecting this.
Yes.
Nobody else is going to be wearing a Christmas.
I love that.
I'm not wearing the same as everybody else. I'm not getting dressed up wearing Easter dresses. I'm wearing my Peppa Pig Christmas jumper.
Why
also,
not?
my favourite era of Juliet, I don't know if she does this for now, was all the face paint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you remember the day where she arrived at your mum's house and, like, obviously your sister had got a face painting, like, Snazaroo kit. And basically her brief was, she used to just come out with random stuff, eh? Yeah. Your sister would just have to, like, create this, like, masterpiece. One of the ones was, I just want eyes all over my face. So she literally got eyeballs drawn all over her entire face. Mm-hmm. And it was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she showed up at your mum's house and you were like, Ailey's mum was like, I just don't know what I'm going to get when she comes through the door.
I don't know. Sometimes she'll come in, like even on Christmas Day when we showed up at my mum's, Julia answered the door as Wednesday with the big long pigtails and she had like the standard Wednesday face, like the pure straight face.
Yeah.
And then eventually she got sick of wearing the costume. She took it off and she became Julia again. But for the first hour or so, she was fully straight-faced like a wee haunted girl in the corner.
I love it. I just think she's so full of character.
She could be a really amazing actress.
Yes.
Right? As in, like, she's so good at taking on role, like, characters. But because it's like, don't tell them your next move, she would definitely not be like up for taking the instructions. She'd be like, nah, I'll decide.
I've decided my character's actually a wee bit different. I'm actually going to change the storyline. I hope you don't mind.
Script writers, what are they? No, I'm going to say this.
Very, very cute. I am personified.
Let's read a couple of wee confessions and then we'll move over to confessions.
Do you know what? This is actually a real indication of how my brain works, right? Because I have actually got no clue sometimes about stories and things that we say. This is why I think that if I was to say, I don't remember that about something in daily life, right? That doesn't mean it never happened. Because this is a perfect example. Somebody messaged me last night and said, I've tried to send something to the group message, but I can't because I think basically she took the number down wrong or something like that, right? Now let me find. So basically she said, hey gal, I tried to write this into the WhatsApp, but it didn't work. Just listen to this week's episode where you were all chatting about the Facebook page. Are we dating the same person on Tinder or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I replied to that? Right, that's not the full message. I replied saying, wait, there's a page? Show me.
After we had just previously discussed it on the pod.
And then see, when I listened back to the podcast on Monday, mm-hmm. I actually heard her saying, there's a Facebook page called Am I Dating the Same Person? Edinburgh, Glasgow, Dundee, something like that.
And at that point, you would have went, what? Oh, is there
and
a page?
Going, this is deja vu. This is how deja vu works. You
I
just
was
forget.
Like, no, I actually wrote, wait, there's a page? Show me, capital letters, as if I had never. And then I said,
oh my God. I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Oh, you heard of it a few days ago. Ash.
Is this a simulation? Am I actually alive? I do not take in any information. So she was probably so bad.
She was probably going, what the fuck are you talking about? I've just heard you talk about it.
So see, if you wrote me that message, I'm so sorry. I'm clearly just like cruising through life. Anyway, here's my horror story. I have been single for a while and I'm on Tinder. I met this guy from Glasgow. He was lovely, really handsome, etc. I live in Dundee and he worked through here and made out that he was relocating, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, he has zero social media and I was a bit suspicious about this. I posted him on the Are We Dating the Same Person page and his wife's best friend was also on the page and messaged me. Turns out that he had a wife and a 6-week-old baby at home. Long story short, the wife was informed and I called him a rat bastard. And I'm scarred from dating forever.
Well, you did nothing wrong, so don't you worry yourself.
What an absolute bastard. That is horrendous.
By the way, I would love to know.
Can we join that group right now?
36.5 thousand members are on that page. Are we dating the same guy? Glasgow, Edinburgh, Dundee.
I would love to know if during an argument with your partner, has anybody now come to use the slanderous term, you're a rat bastard, to their face?
Oh yes, like it's no.
Is it part of the, do we need to get it in the Collins Dictionary?
Right, you have to answer a wee questionnaire to join the group. Please briefly summarise group rule number one in your own words. All right, okay, we need to read the rules.
Are you doing it on the group one?
I actually feel like a undercover journalist or something like that.
Are you doing it on your personal one?
Yeah, I was going to. Should I just post Andy's picture in just to double check?
Has anyone seen this man?
But do you know what? It's a good thing to have.
It is. It's just covering all areas.
Oh, what's this one? Love the pod. Just listen to today's episode where you've just spoke about the Facebook page, Are We Dating the Same Guy? I'm happily married, but on the page just for the drama and goss, which is probably the same as most
people that are on that, really.
One of you did say, if it's a first date, can they not speak to someone else? Which is, I totally agree with. And it's funny how many crazies there are on the page. However, I've lost count of how many times a girl has posted a picture of a guy and someone has commented like a Daily Mail article or proof that he has a criminal background or been done for DV and similar things. So scary. Thank God I'm married. If that falls through, it's me and the dog and Netflix. Oh my God. So basically people are using it for, are we dating the same guy? But also, has this guy got a dodgy past? Because see, if you ever meet somebody that's not through like a friend of a friend, it could be anybody.
How do you know
true.
Who it is?
Very, very true.
Well, that's like that stalker lover killer.
Have you watched that on Netflix?
Yeah, watched that. I literally called it from the first 5 minutes.
Right, hi girls. It's a wee feedback one. Remember they had the girl with the 6-year age gap? With the girl who had the age gap between her and...
Dick Van Dyke.
And Dick Van Dyke's daughter was getting married, remember? Yes. And she was saying, like, I've not been invited to the wedding, but his ex-missus, like the mum, has been invited. She's allowed a plus one.
Yes.
He's not allowed a plus one. Anyway, she said, "Hi girls, thanks for the feedback. There is about a 6-year difference between me and his daughter. So not the same ages, but in the same range. Mm-hmm. If they're going to the doctors and they're saying, are you like, you know, 20 to 30? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say they're ticking the same box as each other. You know
six
what I mean?
Years are still definitely in the same category, unless when you're one of you is 17 and one of you is 23. Yeah. If you're over 23 and a 60-day gap, it's the same category.
It's the same category. I got on well with his side of the family. They are lovely people, but I'm not bothered about going. It's my boyfriend that's raging more about it than I am. I'm more than happy to sit in my pajamas all day with a bottle of wine. I also have an embarrassing story about someone that I work with. We will call him Jim. Jim was on his way to work one night and was desperately needing to use a toilet, but he knew he wasn't making it to the work on time, so decided that he was going to take a shit at the side of a car that was parked in a car dealership. Can just imagine the worker coming in the next day to find that next to the car they were about to sell.
Oh my god.
A big jobby.
And he'd be able to tell it was human.
Clean up on aisle 4, human jobby.
Would you be able to tell? Yeah.
I think you can tell a human jobby.
Oh my god, that's a that's
surely by the size of it. Right, okay, so this is one from the text massages. Hey, so my dilemma is I slept with a guy 8 years older than me who I've distantly known for about for years, but never knew him well. This happened the week after the new year, and so for context, I was out clubbing for New Year with some friends and a guy who I'd spoken to early in the night later came up to me when I was on my own leaving the bathroom and kind of tried to pin me in a booth. He tried pushing me under the table, clearly wanting me to go down on him.
What?
What?
He had a tight grip on my wrist, but I managed to shove him off and go back to friends. I didn't think much of it at the time, to be honest, and just moved on and enjoyed the rest of the night with friends. So fast forward to the night with the guy a week later. Once we were in bed doing the deed, it was fine at first. But then I'm not sure what happened, but I got a flashback to New Year when the guy was trying to force me and I completely shut off. He was left confused and unsure and we went to sleep for a few hours before I left for work. But he had just left the room just before I got up to leave. I left without saying goodbye and I've seen him once in the passing since, but I was in a rush for work. This was over a month ago now and I'm unsure if it needs talked out or not. There's no feelings involved on either side, I don't think anyway, and we'll just remain friends as we drink with the same crowd. Should I talk to him? Should I leave it and act like nothing happened? We're not close but hang out with the same crowd every week or two.
This is the problem, right? So it is weird because it feels weird for her and I think you've got to trust your gut instinct.
I honestly think that... See, if you're having a flashback when you're in that position, you need to go and speak to somebody. See, regardless of this guy or not, the first thing you need to do is maybe go and speak to somebody about it. If you're having flashbacks whenever you're in like an intimate situation with a guy after that's happened, it's obviously affected you more than what you're letting on. So if that's never going to happen again with that guy, I wouldn't put yourself through that conversation that you don't need to. You don't owe him anything. Exactly. But I do think that if you're having flashbacks, you need to go and speak to a doctor and... I mean, if you honestly think that's what he was trying to do, then I don't know. Like, is it due a report?
Yeah, exactly. Or if it was like a misunderstanding in the way that he thought that that was like playful and like, because you know that obviously like porn affects people in the way that they like their idea of what people accept and want is probably very different. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not. Yeah. That's not to decry what's actually happened. By the way, that's just like me just giving an alternative side to the argument, right? Maybe there is a point where you say to him, by the way, I don't know if you meant anything by this, but see, whenever that happened and you did that thing where you kind of like pushed me down there, that made me feel horrific. And I know that you're a nice person and maybe it's come across wrong, but you can't do that to people.
Yeah.
Like maybe there is a way that you can have the chat without it being like, he's being really sinister.
Yeah. And then you go, right, that's draw a line under it and just stay away from now because it's kind of like, you can't really go back on that now.
I think so.
Let's get over to confession sessions, get some of our stories done. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social medias this week because we have our big announcement.
We do.
And these are non-Glasgow dates that are going live, guys. These are going to be the most highly requested places.
Yeah, but make sure you join us in confession sessions because I am looking at some of the start of these messages and they look like they're going to be good ones. I can already see hashtag girthy destroyer. I can see a Tinder. I can see a podcast show. I can feel about something about pressure. And there's a Rat Bastard one.
Yes, oh, let's do it.
And that's just in amongst the few. And also, Gareth Gates did message back to us and said, when I saw your subject line this morning, I knew I'd be reading out my story. Sitting pissing myself listening to this. Thanks for making my week. Thought I'd forward you a wee pic of Benidorm Gareth. As you can see, I looked fuck all like Gareth Gates. And I don't think toner existed back then for my capped highlights. Thanks again, girls. What a laugh.
Stop it.
Oh, Benidorm
Gareth. Oh my God, not me thinking it was actually so Gareth did Gates.
What? Totally threw me off there.
Anyway, come over to Confession Sessions and we'll speak to you there. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.